welcome to the Strive for Strength podcast. I'm your host, Kendall Strample. I'm an online wealth and business coach for huge visionary coaches just like you. And I'm here to help you compartmentalize your massive ideas and turn them into a step-by-step action plan. After scaling two coaching companies to multiple seven figures by the age of 23, I want to help you collapse time and give you the steps that you need in these short episodes. So get cozy, let's dive in. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast, you guys. I am so excited that you are here and I have a really juicy, good episode for you today. You know, back when I was hitting like 10K months, 20K months in business, I always looked at the top dogs and I was like, what are they doing? Like, how are they operating at such a high functioning level? Who's on their team? What are their team members doing? How do they find the perfect hire? And I show my clients, like, they get like the full details, the full spectrum of like what is going on behind the scenes inside of my business, inside of the companies that I previously ran, the mistakes that I've made, the things that I've done that have worked really well. And I figured, why not bring this to you guys? I want to share with you guys what my seven-figure team does and who's on my team. What are all of their individual roles? Because I can genuinely say I have such a powerhouse of a team. And each one of their roles is just so specific. They're so perfect. Each individual I have in their role is just so perfect for that position inside of my company. And I genuinely could not, like I could not run the seven-figure company that I run if I did not have the team members that I have on my team. And so I always used to wonder, you know, what does that look like who's there? And so I figured I'm gonna share this with you guys today. Now, I will tell you guys, building a team and having the right kind of team members, it requires you to really relinquish control. And as someone who is an ex-control freak, someone who, I mean, literally guys, like I went through an eating disorder, I've had caffeine addiction problems, like I literally would try to control every single thing in my life and they led to these like really crazy habits. I genuinely believe so much of what I experienced was because I was learning to just be able to relinquish control and build, you know, build something really great and build something really big. And I know that so many of you guys listening might also be someone who has been afraid to relinquish control. Maybe you're in a place where you're not even thinking about a hire yet, but you know that it's going to be in the cards for you as you continue to scale your business. Or maybe you're making your first hire and you're a little bit nervy, which I don't blame you. Maybe you're someone with a full functioning team and you're wondering like, what does it take to go from six figures to multiple six and then from multiple six to seven figures? I'll say like I have made all the mistakes that you could probably make with making team hires, with running a team. You know, I first made my first hire when I was 20 years old, which was crazy to think about. And this was back in my online health and fitness coaching business. And I started my online health and fitness coaching business first. I had up to 12 team members at one point, but like I did not need 12 team members at one point. It was actually that pinnacle of having that big of a team for a company making about six figures a month, which is how much I was making back my fitness business when I had that large of a team, is when I kind of realized like, hey, it's great to keep a really lean team. Every team member that you have needs to be really intentional. And that experience actually really taught me as I moved into business coaching, which I've been doing for about 4 years now. And I was running both my fitness business and business coaching at the same time. I stepped away from the fitness coaching business almost a year ago now and have just gone all in on business coaching. And that experience really taught me like how to keep a team where every single role on the team is extremely crucial. Every single role on the team is looking at creating that bigger vision and it's working toward that bigger vision. And every single role that I have on my team has very specific metrics that they are looking to hit every single day, every single week, every single month that helps us take a step towards the bigger vision. So, you know, I've been through a lot when it comes to my businesses. And one thing that I will say is that as the visionary, right, like that's my role in the company. As the visionary, over time, it's not about you being able to do more. It's about you being able to be inside of your zone of genius and outsourcing and clearly delegating the things out to team members who are going to take over the things that maybe aren't your zone of genius, right? And I'll talk to you guys a little bit about what my role inside of the company does look like nowadays. But I first want to share with you guys, like, what does each of my team members look like? And you know, for me, what's been so cool is especially over the last 6 to 12 months, I've been really able to step more into the role that I have inside of the company because I've been able to bring in the right team members and I've been able to be more out front as well as working with my clients. So if you guys, I just want to give you like a little bit of a synopsis on where our business is currently at. So right now, as I make this episode, we're averaging around like 120K months in our coaching business. And it's been so crazy because especially over the last like 4 to 6 months, we've added in about 20 to 40K, like it's about 40K a month of monthly reoccurring revenue. It was about 20K back in December. But now that I'm making this in February, I'm like, holy crap, it's literally like 40K now, which is so crazy to think about. We have about 150 clients across both programs that we have. I run two flagship programs. I run an accelerator program, which is for new coaches coming in who are looking to scale to their first 5K month, and then lay the foundation to scale to a 10K month. And then we go through an extensive process in our accelerator program where once you really nail your offer, you really nail your messaging, and you crush it in that program, which has been amazing. Like, we've had so many clients go through that program within a 6-month time frame and shoot right up to our mastermind, which is where I'm helping people build out their funnels, build out their product suite, market their product suite, and then start to scale and hire a team. So, you know, I've been through the scaling process myself, and now I'm helping other coaches, course creators, and digital product sellers do the exact same thing, which has been so much fun. So, you know, it's a lot of people to manage. And I remember one day just like looking around, this was probably summer of last year, summer of 2023. And I'm like looking around, I'm like, holy shit, this is a lot of people. This is so many people to manage. I had, I think, like 9 team members at the time. I had about 100 clients at the time. And I'm like, wow, like this is so much responsibility. And as a leader, the big thing for me is like my responsibility is to consistently be able to expand and hold space for more responsibility, because I have 10 team members. I have 100 clients. Like, I need to be able to emotionally regulate. I need to be able to manage my energy and manage my capacity to hold space for things the best I possibly can. Because, you know, oftentimes as a visionary, as a CEO, like we just want to be doing all the things, and we're the big needle mover in the business, right? But we can easily become the bottleneck inside of the business when we start to take over things or try to keep the control of every little aspect of the business. And so as visionaries, we have to learn how to relinquish control over the certain things in the business that we often come in and kind of just like fuck up, if I'm being honest with you. And that was one of the biggest things that I had to realize as I've been able to scale and build my team, is that it's not about me trying to keep control of everything inside of the business. In fact, what it is about is it's about me relinquishing control, letting somebody who's in their zone of genius take over that specific role in the company so I can do what I do best and my team can do more of the management. As the visionary, you have a massive responsibility to be leading out front. And there's a big difference between leading and there's a big difference between management. I can't fucking stand management. Anybody who is a CEO out there, anyone who's a visionary listening, which is I'm sure most of you guys, you are sitting there like, yeah, Ken, yeah, I hate management. Like updating the Monday boards, like all that kind of stuff. I cannot stand doing it. And that is exactly why I have amazing team members who take over those roles in the company, so I can be more focused on what's gonna move the needle forward. So one thing I just want to make really, really clear is that I've spent over $500,000 in mentorship, and I've worked with mentors who have helped integrate systems into my business. You know, my one mentor, Alex Sharfin, I have to give him so much credit. He has helped me a ton with integrating an operating system that allows for me to keep my team on track consistently. So something that my team does do, and I want to preface with this because this is a really important part of how I've been able to make the right hires at the right time in my business. Key phrase, at the right time. We're also going to talk about that in this episode too, like when is the right time to hire which specific hires. I've integrated a system where we're doing annual planning, so we know what projects we're working on annually and what our key objectives are. And then on a 90-day structure, we set up all the projects that we need to work on every 90 days so that we know what's going to help get us to the annual goal. And then every 30 days, we look at what are the goals we need to hit every 30 days to meet those 90-day targets. And then on a weekly basis, my team and I are consistently meeting to make sure that we're all aligned as a team. And each division of my team, you know, sales, marketing, client fulfillment, acquisition, we all make sure that we are doing the right things and the divisions are speaking to each other, because that's a really important part of running a really great company, is that your divisions inside of your company need to be speaking to each other. Like marketing needs to be speaking to sales so that sales knows where the leads are coming from and where they need to be following up. Sales needs to be talking to client fulfillment so that if we change an onboarding process or something happens inside of client delivery, that we're pre-posturing that through the sales call, right? And so all these divisions have to be speaking to each other, which is why you need to have projects, processes, and systems in place for your team to be able to coordinate those things, right? And then of course there's people who manage that, which we'll get into. So, you know, when it comes to scaling a business, there's 3 major things that you have, right? It comes to your infrastructure, it comes to your leadership, and it comes down to your marketing, or I would say like marketing and client acquisition is basically what that would be. And so I've really nailed down building a team for each of these things that's gonna help me be able to keep the infrastructure of the business in a place where I'm organized, the team is organized, and everyone knows what to be doing when. Leadership, right, which is going to be me, and then also me leading my execs on my team that are then supporting the rest of our team, right? And also self-leadership for each individual role. Then of course, marketing and acquisition, right? We need to be able to add gas to the fire for marketing and acquisition so we're getting more clients in the door, right? So let's break down what some of the roles are inside of my company that have allowed for us to scale from literally ground zero to scaling to 120K months in business. Now, one thing I will say is let's first go back to like, what are the typical first hires that people usually make? Usually when you are scaling a coaching business, there's a hire that you make right around like the 10 to 15 a month mark, 10K to 15K a month mark. And that typically looks like you're bringing in whatever is going to take the most off of your plate energetically. A lot of people think like time-wise, but it's honestly more so energetically. This is like how I like to make hires. It's not just like, how can you get time back? It's like, how can you get back the most energetic capacity? So most of the time, if you are an online coach, one of your first hires is probably going to be a VA. It's going to be someone who's taking over some admin tasks so that you have more time back and you're not doing those small nuanced tasks so that you're able to be more out front acquiring clients and then also serving your clients. Now, once this happens, it's, you know, it kind of depends. Like I have some clients who come in at that six figure a month mark and, or like, you know, they're making like 5 to 10K months. I'm like, okay, what's going to help us get the biggest return right now? And most of the time it's a VA to take over admin. It's someone to take over their DMs, which I don't love to do as much anymore. I used to see a lot of people outsourcing DM outreach, but let's make this really clear. You should not outsource something unless you have a proven process that works behind you then going to outsource it. Because what's going to happen is you're not going to be able to train the person into it. And they're going to have a really hard time being able to take that process over, and that just becomes a major shit show, for being short and honest. So having someone come in that can either take admin off or fulfillment off, meaning like if you're an online fitness coach, for example, and you have 45 clients and you no longer have the capacity to take any more clients, you're probably going to want to hire some kind of support coach or something like that. Again, it depends on the business. This is why inside of my programs, I work really individually with my clients to see, what's your vision? What's your dream? Like, where do you want to go? What kind of business model do you want? Like, not every coach wants to have 7 assistant coaches and not be doing the coaching. Like, some of my clients really want to stay in coaching. And so something I do is I work with them to figure out what exactly is a business model that you're looking to build. From there, let's figure out how we can take that model and what hires you'll then need and when we'll need those hires. So that's typically what the first few hires look like. Now, I'll kind of go into how things transpired for my company specifically, because I couldn't have imagined them transpiring the way that they did. It's been insane to see how my company has grown. And even when I think back to it, like so many of the people who are currently on my team were actually previous clients of mine and or have been inside of the company for like 3 to 5 years, which is so cool to think about. I've had a really long standing team, which has been awesome. Don't get me wrong, I've had to make fires. I made a lot of fires the first year that I started business coaching because I hired without really considering my brand values. And that's going to be something you really want to take into consideration when you are going to make a hire, is making sure that you are looking at this person being a cultural fit just as much as they are a skill fit. And I didn't necessarily take the time to do that. I also did not take the time to pour into my leadership as much as I needed in year one. So I want to give you guys a little bit of a breakdown of what it looks like on my team right now. So the first person I need to just like go off on and pop off on is my COO. COO is a little bit different than an online business manager. My COO basically directly operates with me right by my side at pretty much all times. She is the executor on my team. So think about like, she is the person who I'm casting the vision, and she's basically making sure that everything that I'm casting the vision on when we do that annual plan and our 90-day plan is getting executed on. If anything breaks inside of the company, she's kind of the one who is putting out fires. And this position requires the person to not only be extremely person-driven, because they are basically managing every division of the team, which we'll chat about, but they also have to be checking in, right? She takes one-on-one calls with my support staff. She takes one-on-one calls with pretty much every single person on my team every single week to make sure that they understand what is happening in their role, why their role is contributing to the bigger vision, and how their role is contributing to the bigger vision, which is so important for your team members to know. Like, if your team member doesn't understand how their role is affecting and impacting the greater vision of the company, it's going to be really hard for them to show up inside of that company long term. And they should also have their own vision inside of the company. This is what gets them excited to show up every single day. So that's something that my co-operator does, is she takes one-on-one calls with our team members every single week. She makes sure that they're moving the needle forward. She makes sure that projects are getting executed on. And she keeps me really fucking grounded, if we're being honest. You know, the thing is about a visionary is like, visionaries cast this wide vision. They want it to happen all right now, right away. And I'm not going to lie, I still have that sometimes. I've done so much work to regulate. And of course, I know that putting a project as a priority when it's not a priority is extremely toxic for a company, but you can't help but sometimes want to just full send. And so Amanda, who is an absolute saint and angel, she's my co-operator and she's the one who keeps us grounded on meetings. And she'll say, Ken, that's a great idea. Or to my CMO, hey, that's a great idea, but let's put it on the wish list. And so she's the one who really keeps us grounded and says, hey, like, that's a great idea, but like, it's not a right now project. Let's focus on doing that later down the line. She also connects all divisions. So she runs specific meetings for me that I no longer need to be on. And she basically connects people like our marketing team to our sales team. And she makes sure that marketing knows the sales metrics and vice versa. She also connects our fulfillment team with our marketing and sales team. So she basically makes sure all the divisions are connected and are just like breathing inside the business and just connected to each other. And, you know, if something changes in one side of the company, she needs to make sure that the other side of the company, she's kind of troubleshooting beforehand, like, hey, if we change this in fulfillment, what does that do for marketing? If we change this in marketing, what does that change for fulfillment? Do we need to update the welcome packet? So she's the one who's kind of like on the ground, just like seeing all parts of the business, how they're functioning, and like really keeping things alive inside of the company. She also will look over like legal stuff with me. So anytime that we have like contract stuff or anything with clients, she'll support that. She'll also look over budgeting and finances with me. So for example, like we'll have meetings where we'll talk about how much money we spent last month. And then with the money that we spent, we'll look at, okay, how much more can we reallocate to ad spend this month? How much more can we reallocate to client gifting? And she'll typically be the one who is just really grounding me on that. I have such a cool story about my Amanda. I love her so much. She started off as my coach on Fierce to Fit back in, I want to say like 2020, she became my coach. And she was one of my assistant coaches. She became an RD. She bought Elevate Coaching Academy, the first course I had ever sold. And when she bought it, I reached out to her like 2 weeks later. I was like, hey, I'm looking for an assistant coach and I'd really love a registered dietitian. I know she won't mind me sharing this because she talks about it all the time, but she was like timid and shy. And she's like, sure, I guess. And I remember her getting on her first group call and she was so shy. She ended up asking me over time if she could assume the head coaching position. And she just took so much autonomy. She got so much done inside of the company. She was so educated. She was educating our coaches. And then a little bit after she became head coach, I was like, you know, would you ever be open to coming in on the business coaching side? And she started to come in just to help. My old operator, who is such a great friend of mine, she ended up stepping down into a support coaching position because she couldn't cooperate with me anymore. And Amanda was like, hey, like, you know, I'd love to step into that position. And she just took it. She just took it. She just freaking ran with it. So she's been such a blessing and such a saint inside of the company. And she's just so culturally involved. She's such an asset to the company. And she's been with us for, I think, almost 5 years now as like in total. She's been our operator for a little over a year now. And she's just really helped. I can genuinely say like I wouldn't have been able to build the company up the way I have in the last year. And she is a full-time position. So she's probably putting in 30 hours a week, maybe 30 to 40 hours, maybe more a week inside of the company specifically. Now, in the operations side, we talked a little bit about how infrastructure, leadership, and marketing are a big part of the company and scaling. Underneath her, or kind of beside her, we have an admin VA, which is like a junior VA for operations. This position is somebody who we just hired because my operator energetically was kind of getting to capacity. I mean, she's also helping me manage 9 other people, including myself as a big visionary. And we ended up hiring her a support VA. And that support VA goes through failed payment. She goes through client gifting. She posts client welcome stuff. She'll update anything like small that Amanda and I need, and she kind of almost like assists me as like, I don't want to say like a personal VA, but like if I need small things, like things put in my calendar, any kind of task that will just like redirect me from, you know, doing the thing that I'm currently doing, she's that. And the reason that I'm so grateful to have her, I mean, she's amazing. She also worked on FTF for 5 years. So she's been with the company for 5 years. But she also supports Amanda and takes small things off her plate so that she's not energetically redirecting herself. It's not just about going from like one task to the next and it taking time. It's like going from one task to the next and then having to like change your mindset and like the vibe that you're in. And that can do a lot for taking you off track. So that's kind of like my operator side of the team. Operations is like literally what makes the company breathe. It's what makes everything literally operate. And if anything happens, anything breaks, you know, our CRM goes down, pipelines aren't functioning, anything like that, my operator and my admin VA, my junior admin VA, are like on top of things. Now we're gonna move over to our marketing team. Our marketing team. Oh gosh, what can I say about our marketing team? Our marketing team is comprised of my partner, Mikhail Kuznetsov. Mikhail is a fucking savage. I have no other term for him than he's a fucking savage. I had a marketing director come in about 2 years ago, and she worked with us for a full year, and she was awesome. When she stepped down December of 2022, I was kind of in this place of like, okay, I like really need support on marketing. Not because I'm not great at marketing. In fact, I'm so good at marketing. It is my bread and butter. I'm amazing at marketing. It's the thing that most people come to me for. I'm gonna help you build your funnels. I'm gonna help you dial in your messaging. I'm gonna help you dial in your strategy. I'm gonna help you with your ascension journeys, your upsells, building your CRM. All of that is my jam. But I love marketing, and I knew that if I really, really wanted to have marketing take off the way that I really wanted it to, I needed someone who was gonna come in and execute on marketing with me. And my partner, Mikhail, he is phenomenal. He's been doing marketing for about 15 years. He primarily works with companies that are scaling to $1 million months, and he is just such a genius. I got to meet him at a conference and at a mastermind. That's where we first met back in, oh my God, 2023. We were babies. No, 2022? No. Anyway, it was, oh my God, I can't even think right now. And it's Valentine's Day. I should be thinking about this. I think it was, yeah, 2 years ago now. So 2022. Oh my gosh. And he basically came in, and he also brought a project manager from his team and his agency, which technically he doesn't count as a team member on my team, but Mikhail is, you know, we're contracted in with Mikhail. He's a contractor, and he does all the execution on marketing. So basically what I'm doing is I'm looking at painting the vision for marketing in general, and I'm saying, this is the launch, like this is the strategy, this is everything that it needs to look like. This is when we're gonna do the upsell. This is what the landing page needs to look like. He's basically taking my vision, and then he's going and putting it into tangible, actual things. So I'll bring him, hey, this is the launch strategy, this is the marketing plan, and he'll go and build it out with his entire team. So any of those pretty landing pages that you see, any of the funnels that you guys have maybe even been through or journeyed on yourself, all of those kind of things, him and his team put together. Now, I will say he does strategize inside of my business too. We have meetings with the marketing team every single Monday, and he brings one of his team members who helps execute. And literally we'll just strategize on like, hey, how can we position this, you know, this freebie better? How can we position this program better? And he does help me with a little bit of product development, and his team helped me a little bit with product development as well, in the sense that I'm basically beefing up and saying, hey, here's the vision for the product. And he'll help me build out like the slide decks and, you know, the stuff that I'm just, guys, I cannot stand doing anything that has to do with creative work, like anything that has to do with like building a slide deck, Canva, don't put me in there. Not my thing. I know a lot of business coaches love their Canva time. I can't fucking stand it. If you love it, by the way, I have massive appreciation for you, because I just don't have that like little touch. Like I can see it and I'm like, yes, that's it. I can put the Pinterest board together, but the execution of it is not my jam. So my marketing team is basically like marketing execution and also marketing strategy. So it's really fun. By the way, if you guys are wondering, I should totally do a podcast episode on this. Let me know if you guys want to listen to this. But it's so much fun working with my partner inside of my business. We've been together for 2 years. He's the homie. We live together. We talk business and strategize all the time at home. And I just have to add like a quick side note in here. Whoever told you that like it can't be like business all the time, I just don't buy into it. Mikhail and I have plenty of time where we love on each other and we spend so much time being grounded together, but we also spend a ton of time talking about business. And I couldn't be more grateful to like just have somebody in my life and have a partner in my life that is equally as obsessed as I am with marketing, with business, with scaling, with leadership and developing other entrepreneurs. He also runs his own programs for other entrepreneurs, which is so cool because we both have that love for just helping people really shine and see their potential. So it's really fun like getting to talk to him all the time about that. So that is my marketing team. Amanda is very heavily involved, my COO, with our marketing team as well to make sure all the execution's getting done as I'm passing ideas off. Next up, we have our fulfillment team. So you guys see I'm kind of talking about them in divisions. We have like our operating team, we have our marketing team, and then we have our fulfillment team. I am the head coach inside of WWBA. I fucking love coaching. It is my main role and responsibility in the company. Right now, it's like the main thing I do is like, I have my three group calls a week. I do my one-on-ones with my mastermind girls every single week that I have calls.
Each and every single one of them has ran their own or still
throughout the time of the week.
Extremely successful coaching business.
So we have Miss Jess Post, and Jess has been with us for, oh my gosh, almost like 2 years now. And what's really cool is she was actually a mastermind student of mine for about 6 months back in, I think, 2021. And she ran co-owned a mindset coaching company. She now works inside of the accelerator program full time. And what's so cool is when you come into our accelerator program, you actually get to work with a coach one-to-one. So Jess is one of the one-on-one support coaches inside of the accelerator. And her zone of genius is just like really working with women to empower them through their mindset. She's done a great job of just adopting the principles we teach inside of the Wealthy Women's Business Academy, as have all of our support coaches. They're absolutely amazing. And Jess is one of the one-on-one coaches. So she checks in with our clients consistently. She hosts a group call every single week. And then we also have our other success coach, Coach Paige, which is really exciting because her role is actually kind of transforming inside of the company right now. She's been an accelerator success coach for the past year and a half. She also was one of my online mastermind students, and I'm actually still coaching her inside of her company to this day. What's so cool about Paige is like she's made multiple six figures a year in her coaching business. She's still actively scaling an online health and fitness coaching business. She literally signs 10 to 15 clients every single month and is extremely successful inside of her coaching business. She has her own team. So she's been an absolute incredible support coach inside of the Wealthy Women's Business Academy. And what's awesome about her role is she's been an accelerator coach, but we're actually kind of promoting her role now where she's gonna be working inside of a new program that we have called Foundations, which is the first tier of our mastermind program. Since our mastermind program is now going to have tiers, we have so many women making 10 to 20K months, but we also have women making 20 to 100K months. And so we decided to tier the program, and Paige is going to be running that Foundations group inside of our mastermind program, giving them weekly calls, triage calls, one-on-one support, and just making sure that everything that they need to be executing on is getting executed on with a breeze, and they feel really, really good about it. So Paige is another one of our support coaches. And then we just brought in Coach Hannah. Hannah was also a mastermind student of mine. She runs her own online health and fitness coaching business. She absolutely crushes it. She also does some real estate too. So she's really well versed in the online space, but she's incredible at sales. And we're so excited for her to be coming in and doing more one-to-one support inside of the accelerator. And what I love about the way our fulfillment works is just our team is so synergistic. They're so fucking on brand. They just like absolutely love what they do. And they all have a little bit of a different background. So what's cool is like if you've been from a different industry, or you're a mindset coach, or you're a coach from a different, you're not a fitness coach or a mindset coach, like we probably have someone in the program that is going to be able to support you fully. And so this year, a big goal of ours is really blowing out our fulfillment team and making sure that as we're continuing to bring in more clients, because we've been growing so fast that we are just consistently expanding our fulfillment team. And, you know, I have a goal to obviously keep a pretty lean team. Like my goal is to not have tons and tons of employees long term. My goal is to be able to scale with kind of keeping the team that we do have now. But over time, the biggest team that I see blowing out is for sure going to be our fulfillment team as we just continue to expand. And I have a really big vision for the types of coaches I want to bring in inside of our company. And there's going to be so much growth opportunity inside of our company in the future as well, which I'm so excited to share more with you guys about later in the year. So that is our fulfillment team. Like I said, Amanda also supports me inside of the mastermind. Now I am the head coach and the fulfiller inside the mastermind program. Our mastermind program is full of women who are just like, oh my gosh, they're just so ready to take off. And when the women come in, one of the big roles that I have is supporting them in not just getting even more clear on their vision, but really looking at how are we scaling out your client ascension journey? How are we scaling out your customer journey and making sure that you're constantly generating leads and you're also able to serve the new clients that you're bringing in.
And then working on your leadership, like how are you elevating your own leadership and the brand and the standard of the brand so that you are able to bring in the right team members and have the systems and processes in place so that you can clearly delegate to those team members. And that's one of the most important things that you can do is have clear delegation for your team. And that requires you to be planning, right? And so a big part of our mastermind is embodied leadership. A huge part of it is the energetics that go into scaling, but it also comes down to what's the structure and the strategy. Now, you guys know my philosophy, strategy and structure, 20% of business, 80% of it is energetics. And a lot of our mastermind is focusing on like, who do you need to become to scale? Because let's be real, I could tell you to go make the hire. I could tell you to do all the things, but the truth is that you're only going to do that when you are in that place of embodied leadership and you're able to take that courageous action, right? And so a big part of our mastermind is that. And I spend time with our one-on-one students in the mastermind, doing calls every week. So I hop on 90-day game planning calls with all of my mastermind students, and then there is a ton of support inside of our mastermind program, and myself and Amanda take a call each week, and then my partner, Mikhail, who's our CMO, he actually takes a marketing call every single week inside of the mastermind. So he does kind of double dip, where he does come in and support fulfillment once every week as well on that mastermind call. And it's so invaluable having him and Amanda in the company, because Amanda's operations, Mikhail is a lot of the marketing side. So he's looking at landing pages, funnel build outs, things like that, and seeing, you know, how can we help the women inside of our program double down on their funnels, because he's running people's funnels that are making millions of dollars a month. And it's really cool to have him inside the company and giving that support too. So that is my fulfillment team. We will be expanding them probably the most out of any one division in the company heading into this year. And then we have our sales team. So I have one appointment setter and I have one sales rep. Sales will also be probably blowing out this year. So I have an amazing appointment setter. She's in my account a few hours every single day. She's basically just tag teaming conversations with me. Now, if you've been in the DMs with me, you know that I am the one who's typically carrying the conversation. My appointment setter will even pull me in and say, hey, Ken's gonna grab this. Amanda is amazing. She's our appointment setter, a different Amanda, but she's the appointment setter inside of my account. And she basically just carries conversations. She'll lock in different call bookings for me and for my team member, Riley, who takes over our sales. He is doing all the sales calls inside of the company. Now, don't get me wrong. Every once in a while, I will jump in and take sales calls. I am never going to turn down a sales call if someone asks to get me on the phone. But Riley is the one who primarily takes our sales calls. And he is one of the only guys on our team besides Mikhail. He's amazing. He's such a squish. Like, he's so embodied in his own leadership. And so it's really awesome to have him as the salesperson on our team. He's been with us for a little over a year now, which is so crazy that everyone on my team has been in there for almost over a year besides our newest coach. And yeah, he takes all the sales calls and he's just such an amazing sales rep. I absolutely love having him in the team, especially because he's like that first entry point. If you've ever been on a call with him, or if you plan to ever get on a call with him, you'll know he just makes you feel so safe, so at home. And he does a really great job of making sure that, you know, as that first entry point on the program, that this is the best fit for you. And so he's such a great asset to have on our team, and I love him so much. So with all the divisions I have, these are like the main roles inside of the company. And what all these roles have allowed me to do is really step into my own zone of genius and really crush at the things that I know that I'm really, really great at. And what my role is inside of the company is I am primarily focused on creating content. I'm primarily focused on marketing, painting the vision for the marketing, consistently casting the vision and making sure that my team feels excited. You know, I do a lot less of the management of my team, but I do more of the like, hey, like, this is how you guys can develop self-leadership, and this is what's gonna take for us to be able to make this vision come to life. And so I'm consistently casting the vision over my team. You know, every Monday I have a sales division meeting, I have a coaches division meeting, and then I have a marketing division meeting. Now, I also have a client acquisition meeting, but I don't run that one. And my operator also hops onto one-on-ones with all my team. So, you know, I'm only on 3 meetings a week, essentially, to really be able to make sure that my team is absolutely crushing it, make sure that every week they feel like they know exactly what to be doing, and just like getting my team really freaking excited on those meetings and showing them like, hey, there's so much growth potential. And you know, my vision is fluid, like it's ever evolving. Like, I'm super clear on the direction it's going, and like there is that North Star, and it's also evolving a ton. Like, I think that's the one thing with me and my team is like, they know there's always going to be more opportunity because I'm so limitless as a CEO, and I'm consistently casting the vision, but like adding and expanding to it, right? Not in a chaotic way where it's like, let's do this and this and this, but in a way where it's like, hey, this thing is actually growing and getting bigger and more significant than I could have ever imagined. And like, I just have to keep them consistently tapped in. And you know, that's what I love about them being entrepreneurs, is like, they're so excited to work inside of the company alongside me and alongside the vision, and are busting ass to also grow this thing in a way where they feel really aligned, which is so cool. And so it wasn't until recently that I really got to step into this role where like, I was focusing more on visionary, I was focusing more on head coach, and I was focusing more on content and marketing. I for so long dipped my hands in every division of my business, and it actually like really got me in trouble in like 2021, 2022. I was like trying to take over team members' roles in ways that like I didn't fully delegate to them. And I think through that experience, I had to learn a ton about who I am as a leader. And I think every leader kind of goes through this where they need to learn how to relinquish control. And then you have the other side of it where like some leaders just like relinquish too much control without proper delegation or processes. And this is why I teach other women how to scale with the right system, structure, hiring processes. Having those structures and those processes makes it a little bit easier for you to then lean more into you learning about your own
delegation, your own energetics, your own leadership, right? And that's what it really takes, is like that strategy and structure plus the energetic side of things. So, you know, over the last, wow, I've been in business 7 years. Over the last 7 years, I've learned so much about myself. And truly, you realize like entrepreneurship is just this massive spiritual growth journey that you go on, and you recognize that over time, you get to build this team of people that, not just your client team, but you get to build this team of people that like you get to literally pay money to every single month for them to build a vision they're excited about and also uphold their livelihood. Like, I never could have imagined I'd be paying out five figures, like multiple five figures every single month to a team of such beautiful humans. Like, this for me started off as a dream of like, okay, let me just help this person who's asking me for macros, and let me just like help this person who's asking me for, you know, business coaching since I've been doing the thing. And it's turned into me literally paying out multiple five figures every single month, paying out six figure salaries every single year to team members. And it's just like so insane to think that your business can transpire. And I'll say over time, like, my vision has totally evolved to where like I am really excited to, you know, have my team, and I am really excited to like bring in more clients, but it's become something so much bigger than I could have ever imagined. And this is something that is built over time. You know, it's not something that you do overnight. Now, I do want to mention there are just a few other small positions on my team that kind of come in and out that I also want to kind of squeeze in here. And these are more contractor positions that are focused on just coming into the, you know, into the business whenever they are just needed. There's two other people that I do have that come in from time to time. One is a reels editor, and he edits reels or any pieces of content. And so some months I have months where I'm doing like tons of ads and tons of reels, and other months I have months where I'm not doing much content because we've batched pretty far out, or like we don't have a launch or something like that as well. So he comes in, and then we also of course have my bookkeeper, my financial planner. Oh, bless his heart, Mr. Frank. If you guys don't have a CPA who is just ride or die and on your side, I'm gonna leave Frank's actually link down below. He is not like obviously an internal team member. He's not even contracted. He's more of a service, but he is my bookkeeper. He does do all of my personal finances. He also does my finances for the business. And each month he's reporting back to me like everything that we spent, how much money we can reallocate to places, team payout. He handles my salary and all those kind of things too inside of the company, because I do pay myself as an employee, as we are an S Corp. And he's just been like so phenomenal. I've worked with him for almost 2 years now, where he's really supported myself and my team and our operator in being able to just like get a really good grip on what our finances are and where they're at. So he's another team member I would say I consider a team member that is like helping us inside of the business. So you can see like we have a pretty big team. Like it's not huge. Like my goal is to keep a lean team while also really scaling this thing up. But when I really think about like how big this thing is going to get, I know that over time it's going to require me to have support. You know, as a visionary, I also like having a team. It's not something where I'm like, oh, I don't want to have team members. Some people are like, oh, I just want to have me and one other person. Like, I actually really enjoy having the team side of things, as long as it's, you know, fitting within the standard of what the company needs. And every single role on my team has a very, very specific meaning to it, and a very, very specific set of delegated tasks that has, you know, clear outcomes. And that's one thing when you're hiring a team member, like you need to have a clear roles and responsibilities. That's one thing we always teach our clients to do. And then you need to make sure that with those clear roles and responsibilities, there's a specific outcome that they're working towards in their role. So KPIs, targets, things that they need to be hitting on a regular basis that are reoccurring, and then, you know, reoccurring metrics that they're actually helping push the business forward. It's like my operator doesn't necessarily have metrics where she's pushing the business forward, but we know that if sales and marketing are going up, like she's getting her job done. Marketing and sales, like they have specific KPIs where we know that if they're getting more leads in the door, making more sales, like they have specific metrics, and, you know, their efforts help make those metrics come to life inside of the business, and they all coordinate with one another. So as you guys can see, this is not something that is like light. I have built this team up over the past, in the business coaching side of things, in the past 4 years. Most of the team members have been with me for over a year, which has been so cool. Like the churn rate on my team has been so low, and we've just been able to keep a really great culture, and honestly we have so much fun. Like we just like shoot the shit on meetings. Like we obviously are really strategic and we're very focused, but like we're just a bunch of big 5-year-olds, and that's what I love about my company, is like we're silly, we're fun, we're goofy, and we just have a really, really great time. So I'm not sure if you guys ever have like really thought about what it looks like behind the veil of my company, but I wanted to just like lift the hood up and show you guys behind the veil and show you guys behind the curtain, because I don't think a lot of people talk about this. And you see this really high functioning business every single day, and you're probably thinking, wow, like she's making six figure months. She's making, you know, I just had my first six figure sales week. Like it's just like we're, you know, we're making big moves as a company, and it's, you see all these things happening, and it's like, wow, she has her shit together. And it's like, yes, and I have a full team, like a little mini army behind me that is, or not behind me, but aside me, that is,
you know, really helping me move the needle forward and helping me support the people inside of my programs, as well as continue to do things like put out a podcast and do things like put out content consistently and be able to make sure I'm juggling all the balls. So if you've ever wondered what it looks like behind a seven-figure coaching company, in a short 40-minute episode, this is my team. These are the people that I love and I get to work alongside every single day, and I've worked with them for years now, and I could not do what I do without them. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys took some value away from this, whether you're just getting started and you're thinking about the future of your company, or whether you are, you know, in the thick of that scaling mode and you're like, man, I'm bringing on team members, and maybe this helped you see what kind of positions you might need in your company for you to really be able to move the needle forward. So I hope this episode helped you. As always, I will catch you guys in the next episode.